Chavakuk Perek Aleph, the next of the Treyasar. Hamasa Asher Chaza Chavakuk Hanavi. This is the prophecy. Masa can also mean the burden of prophecy, because there's going to be a lot of negativity in this Sefer about terrible things that Bavel is going to do to Klal Yisrael, and the terrible things that are going to happen to Bavel when their time is up, that Chavakuk, the prophet, prophesied. So there's not very much known about when and where and who Chavakuk was. His lineage isn't mentioned. His parentage isn't mentioned. His generation isn't mentioned. The Seder Olam speculates that he was a Navi during the time of King Menashe, and King Menashe was so wicked that we don't want to mention his name in connection to prophecies of God. That would put him well before the Churban, at least 100, 150 years. Menashe was the son of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So it's well before the exile, and some suggest that it's when, even before Bavel came to power. Others speculate, the Zohar says that Chavakuk was the son of the Isha HaShunamis, who got the bracha from Elisha and then had Tchias HaMesim done to him. Chavakuk from Chavika, from being embraced, that he was embraced by his mother and then embraced by Elisha when Elisha brought him back to life. But if that is the case, then he's something like 190 years old. So that is somewhat doubtful to most of the other commentaries about Chavakuk. Now, it seems like a compliment for the book of Nahum talking about Bavel. Nahum was about the judgment against Nineveh and Ashur falling to Bavel. And Chavakuk sees those who, as Reb Mendel Hirsch says, the executors of that judgment, the kastim. And the kastim are very much criticized early on as being boors, as being people interested only in power for power's sake. And we're going to see the word Hamas a lot, the word violence. Hamas comes up an awful lot in these couple of Sfarim. Some say that he was a Talmud of previous Nevi'im. Others have him living late until the time of Daniel, which would be interesting then, that he's a very long-lived person. So Pasuk Beis, Ad Ona Hashem Shivati Velo Sishma, and he cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the beginning of his prophecy. He foresaw, Rashi says, Ruach HaKodesh, that Nebuchadnezzar was going to rule the world and was going to do terrible things to Klal Yisrael. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how long am I going to cry? Velo Sishma, and you will not hear. Not that you cannot hear, but that you refuse to hear. And we know during Eicha there's quite a bit of that, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer our entreaties too little too late. Ezake lecha chamas velo soshia. I cry out to you about the violence committed against me, against Klal Yisrael, and you do not save me. So it's a generation of Jews who lose their faith. And as a result of losing their faith, they're going to behave pretty badly as a result. Gimel, lama sar'eni oven va'omol tabit. Why do you show me iniquity? Why do you show me oven? Why do you show me sins? Plunder and violence, Rashi says. And you look upon mischief va'omol tabit. Interesting use of the word omol. You're seeing the terrible things that people get up to when left to their own devices, and you do not help. V'shod v'chamas l'negdi, and plunder and violence are before me. So some say that the beginning of this pasuk is talking about Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is sinning terribly. They're losing their faith, and they're falling off the derech. Vayehi riv u'madon yisah, and now comes the punishment through Bavel, where there's plunder and violence, and the one who bears quarrel and strife endures. So there's constant conflict. So the ones who quarrel and have strife with Klal Yisrael are right there, and Klal Yisrael ends up bearing the brunt of it. If this doesn't sound like Zman Hazeh, I'm not sure what does. And Chavakuk is crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on behalf of the Jewish people, but also about how the Jewish people are behaving. Dalet al kein tafug Torah, therefore Torah is slackened. People are the Torah is weakened. people are being less careful with their shmira, with wickedness prevailing and righteous people are suffering, Klal Yisrael's commitment to the Torah weakens. Our resolve weakens. Think about all of the Jews out there on the internet crying out for something to believe in, turning sometimes even towards the enemy. V'lo yetze lo netzach mishpat. And justice does not emerge. It never comes out. It doesn't go out forever. It's a justice is in hiding. Because we see that even when there are decisions according to the law, we don't publicize that the Rishayim are guilty. Klal Yisrael doesn't perform justice. They're perverting the ways of the Torah. Ki Rosh HaMachtir HaSatzadik. And why is that? Why did they lose their faith? Why do we fall off? Because a wicked man surrounds the righteous to harm him constantly. Doesn't it feel that way? I just look at Facebook feeds and all it is anti-Semitism everywhere you turn. In Canada, in Australia, in America, in popular comedians. Dave Chappelle just put out a Netflix special and he goes on a rant all about how the poor Palestinians are being attacked by these evil militaristic Jews and the Jews are committing genocide, he says openly. This is a guy whose career is to be funny, but doesn't feel so funny. Rasha Machtir Asatzadik, on every front, in every forum, the Rishayim are surrounding the righteous. Halkein yetze mishpat me'ukal. And therefore justice emerges perverted. When justice comes out, it's distorted. It's not true justice. The Hamas health ministry is being trusted for all the numbers to talk about how unjust the Jewish people are. Everything is perverted. Everything is distorted. Everything is coming out crooked. And yet the world would rather hear that and call the Bondi Beach massacre a false flag operation where Jews intentionally murdered other Jews to get attention and to make it look like the poor, the benighted Arabs are having a hard time. It's an unbelievable world that we live in. It's an olam hasheker from the word go. And yetze mishpat me'ukal, that's what we're seeing in front of us. This is a real current events feeling for me, at least the last couple of days of just reading what everybody has to say. I'm trying not to. It's right after Hanukkah, and all of those posts by Jewish people, oh yeah, let's light a candle, and let's be a light in the darkness. The darkness has to want to be lit up, and it doesn't, not in the world we live in.